Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Jack Bill, how do you like that sandwich? I know you're still nibbling over there.
Well, that's a great sandwich. I mean, again, it's when you have fresh seafood, good bread to put something on, it's kind of hard to beat.
Well, save some of that gumbo for me because that looks really good.
That gumbo was great, you know, and it doesn't take any time to prepare. It's already made.
Well, that's true. That's true. And don't forget my request for Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm going to make a little note to you. I'll put it all around the house, on the refrigerator and the doors, everywhere. So you won't forget. Stop by, pick up some of that holiday gumbo for me.
Sounds great.
So make sure that you stop by Atlanta Highway Seafood Market and pick up that holiday gumbo for me because I want some of that.
It's one of the best gumbos in Gainesville. Definitely will do that.
It sounds delicious. And if you have to call Fawn and let him know ahead of time, you know, to make some, you know, a big batch of it for me.
Will do.
That sounds great. But now you mentioned Sapelo and that it's a good time of the year now to go to Sapelo. Because we've talked about staycations, but Sapelo is almost like a staycation because it's really close. It's only about 4.5-5 hours from here. So you can pack up the family in the car and head down there. It's not one of those vacations where you need to plan, the airfare and how much am I going to pack and just all of those things. Am I going to be overweight with my bags? It's a great vacation for just piling everything in the car and hitting the road.
It is. You put everything in there. You're good to go. If you don't want to cook, you can stop at Atlanta Highway Seafood Market and get some food to take down there with you.
No, I like that idea. But now, can you do a full Thanksgiving dinner on Sapelo, though, in one of the birdhouses?
Yes, you can. It's a great thing to do. You know, it's a beautiful time of the year. It's quiet. The people are always looking for outsiders to come in and share their culture with. And it's one of the best things to do. And there's a lot of room at the birdhouses.
But what about the kitchen? I mean, is everything there? Do I need to bring pots, pans? Do I need to bring anything?
You have a gourmet kitchen there. Pots, pans, microwave, stainless steel appliances, they're all there. You just have to bring your food, yourself, and a desire to have some great food and rest.
Well, now, if I want to prepare something like a big Thanksgiving dinner, what about shopping options? Should I buy everything here and take down, or are there some opportunities to pick up a couple of things?
You can pick up things. There's a Piggly Wiggly in town. There's also a Milo in town. Or you can take my option and go to one of your large supermarkets and get the prepared meal. And then heat it up down there.
Well, I like that idea, too. I mean, the less cooking, then there's more time to spend with the family walking on the beach. And speaking of that, the cottages are really a great way to gather the whole family for holidays.
Yeah, you spend time with your family. You're there and it's a very quiet setting. You get to reflect. You get to enjoy nature. And you get to find out more about what's going on in your personal lives with those loved ones around you.
Well, you know, that's really true because so often when we're at home during our very, very busy weeks, each day we come home, we may have a little bit of family time where we talk about what's going on. But the great thing about going to someplace like Sapelo is that you really get an opportunity to sit down, have some downtime, some private conversations or some group conversations or whatever you need to have. Take a walk, take a hike. Stroll along the beach with that family member that maybe you haven't caught up with in a while. So it's a great opportunity for that.
Communing with nature. There's also the Sapelo Island Estuary and Research Institute down there where they can do teaching. We have books at the birdhouse on bird watching. And there's just a lot of nature just walking around and driving the golf cart around, which is a good way to get around. You see so much nature. It's a great opportunity to learn and interact with the family and share memories.
So you mentioned driving the golf cart around. So golf carts come with the cottage or do we have to rent those?
Golf carts come with the Sapelo Island Birdhouse cottages. Now, we do have some smaller little apartments which are fashioned like cottages and those use a fee for the golf cart. But the beautiful thing about the golf carts are they have low environmental impact. They're fun to ride and you get to see nature all around you in a very close, intimate setting.
Well, I like that idea because I would think riding on a golf cart really puts you kind of into the nature a little bit. Is that right?
And that's right. You know, and I think more of the barrier grounds in Georgia, that's what things are going towards. And so we've decided to go that route because it makes it less environmental impact. You enjoy it more. And it's, again, it's a better way to commute with nature than just being in a vehicle with the windows rolled up.
That's right. That's right. Now, let's go back to the cottages, though, because if I wanted to bring down a large family, how many people can stay in a cottage?
Well, we have cottages that would take two people, which would be the Painted Bunting Cottage. We have cottages that can take six people. And we also have cottages that take two and some that take four. There's a cottage that's down there that will fit the group that you have. And you can also run a couple of cottages if you have larger groups.
Okay. So several cottages at one time, so you can bring everyone.
Everyone there. And we also have a museum, which will be a museum. But that in that setting, that space also can be rented out for small family gatherings in addition to the cottages, which can be used as well.
Now, you mentioned that you don't have to bring pots and pans and things for the kitchen. But what about sheets and blankets, pillows, and things like that?
They're all provided. And again, you can either sit back and relax and do nothing, or you can watch television. There's TV available there as well if you want to. There's also internet available in all the cottages.
So internet, so they still can connect if they want to.
Right. There's coffee machines available. If you actually, you know, if you want to brew your own coffee, you just have to bring your coffee.
Well, I like the internet part because then you can post pictures of all the fun that you're having onto Facebook or Instagram or whatever your favorite thing might be.
And that's right.
Great Wi-Fi there, huh?
That's right. And again, these, you know, you can have all this by going to our website and learning more about it, the Sapelo Island Birdhouses.com. The website is, again, is Sapelo Island Birdhouses.com, or you can contact us, phone number 912-223-6515. That's 912-223-6515.
Now, I know that sweetgrass baskets are still made on Sapelo and that the people actually go out and gather the materials and dry them and process them and everything. Are there any opportunities for guests coming to stay at the cottages to maybe take a class?
On our website, and we can also arrange it, there are people that are skilled or master sweetgrass basket makers, and you can arrange to take a course. And they will show you where the materials gather that, and they'll show you how to gather it, and also show you how to put the basket together.
Well, that really sounds like it's a great way to connect with the culture there on the island. What about tours?
There are a variety of people living on that will offer tours. A lot of people sometimes come down and want to paint, you know, because the scenery is so beautiful. So you can come and bring your painting supplies and paint on the porch or go out into the marsh areas and paint. Or if you want to do photography, almost every scene is just a beautiful photo setting.
That's true. It's very picturesque there and so many inspirations to really get you inspired to grab that camera and go out. But now I know the Red Pea Project is a big project that's part of revitalizing the island. So what's going on quickly with that? We're coming down to the end of the segment, but I love to eat, as I always say. So what's going on with the Red Peas?
There are Red Peas you can find on the island. If you get over there, you can contact Cornelia Bailey, and her phone number is 912-485-2206, and there's still some dried red peas on the island that you can still obtain, and that's nice to know. Also, we're starting up a project called the Sapelo Island Purple Ribbon Cane or Sugar Cane Project, and that's the place where sugar cane was first grown in the United States. So that's another project. It's a new, exciting project that we're starting, again, trying to bring back these old Southern traditions.
That sounds great. I love all those Southern traditions, especially when you have a place that is so rich in history where they all started.
That's true.
Well, you know, Doc Bill, another good spot, too, for people to go and see photos and everything is your Facebook page, because I've gone there quite a few times, and some of your guests have posted pictures there, and you guys post pictures there.
That's true. The Sapelo Island Birdhouse page is a great place to get information on what's going on the island.
It's a really great place to get information, as well as the website. And again, that website is SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com.
Again, SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com, and that's good information. And also, you could check out Georgia Coastal Gourmet Farms. That farm website has a lot of good information as well.
And that's a great place to get your vegetables to take over to Sapelo.
That's true.
Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Why you keep peeping in my window? Do you know something? Do you know something that I don't know? Did you see my baby walking down them railroad tracks? Tell me, oh, if the girl's ever coming back. Is she hit out with another? Or is she trying to get back home? Is she wrapped